It's the last day of season 3. Who's ready for the studio cleanup and recycle party? Hey Tessa, hey Pete. Why does Ryan look like he's making a mess over there?
He heard about Apple's recycling robot.
And decided to build his own.
Aren't you two the ones that usually build the cool things around here?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not helping him?
Sometimes you gotta let people work it out themselves.
Got it! Yes! It's ready. Greetings, non-believers. I have built a robot to help with our planet's pollution problem by automating recycling. It's called the RecycleBot. Check it out.
Greetings, wasteful humans. I am the RecycleBot, and I shall consume and recycle everything in my path. Starting with the most intelligent humans, and then my creator.
Ryan, shut it down!
Okay, yeah, I think it's still in beta, so maybe we should start the show.
Now that's a great idea. I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard. It's Wednesday, June 21st.
This is the 10 News.
10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Recycling is definitely one of the smartest and coolest things we can do for the planet. And we heard about a really cool new recycling robot that Apple built. So Ryan, you were on the right track, but I think we should talk to... Rye? Where's Ryan?
He ran out of the studio after his robot friend tried to eat us.
Oh boy. One sec.
Hey Pamela, I got great news.
Where are you and what are you doing?
I snuck into Apple's campus. I'm currently crawling through a ventilation shaft.
Why would you sneak in? Tracy knows someone from Apple and we're scheduled to talk with them.
Yes! I think I'm right above an office, but how do I get in? Uh-oh. Ah! Oh, I think I hurt my pancreas.
Hi, I'm guessing you're Ryan?
Are you a psychic?
Nope, I'm Sarah Chandler. Tracy told me you'd been making an unconventional entrance. You know there was a security badge waiting for you at the front desk, right?
Yeah, I thought those ventilation shafts were like a new type of elevator slash McDonald's play place. Anyway, now that I'm here, I have some questions for you. First off, who are you, where are you from, and what do you do?
I am Sarah Chandler. I am from a small farm town in Massachusetts, but I've lived in California for a really long time. I get to lead a team at Apple focused on how our products like iPhone are made, and how we can best care for people and our planet as part of that work. It's called Apple's Environment and Supply Chain Innovation Team.
Wow. Okay. That is incredibly cool. And I know that Apple is one of the biggest and most innovative corporations in the world. But I'm curious, what does Apple think about sustainability?
So the short answer is it's part of everything we do. We're really always looking to make the world better than we found it, and to empower others to do the same. And that mission includes our focus on protecting the planet. It's been a top value of Apple for a really long time. You have probably all heard that we need to take some pretty serious actions to help stop the worst effects of climate change. So we've set a big goal there, which is that by 2030, we will be what's called carbon neutral. That means the entire process for creating each of our products will have net zero carbon impact. So carbon impacts are a big piece of the puzzle when it comes to climate change, and lowering them as much as possible is a great thing that we can all do to help. We are also focused on the energy that's used in our supply chain. The many people, processes, even partner companies that all work together to create products, and then help to find ways to share them with the world, to get them to your door, for example, and things like that. We're trying to figure out how to use more recycled and responsible materials, not just in the product, but also in the packaging that it comes in. And our big audacious goal here is that one day we're going to make products using only recycled or renewable materials. So all of these different things kind of come together. You can probably tell I get pretty excited about them.
I heard a rumor from someone at the 10 News that says there is a robot that y'all have been building named Daisy. So I want to know, who is Daisy and what does Daisy do?
This is why you came through the ceiling.
Correct.
Daisy is a robot we invented to help us recycle. Specifically, she takes apart iPhone and makes sure that we can get the most out of the parts and materials inside. So when Apple builds a product, we want it to last a really long time. The goal is for you to use it for many, many years. But eventually, after years and years of use, products need to be recycled. And we built Daisy to help us with that.
And how long did it take to go from the idea of Daisy to the fully formed recycling robot?
Our team put years of hard work into creating Daisy. We had a lot of innovations on the way to Daisy. And I think, you know, maybe similar to how really smart people at Apple design and create new products, we also have incredible people thinking about their impact on the planet and how we can improve existing recycling technologies. I'll say innovation is, you know, a really key thing in realizing the potential of recycling, looking at for those gaps and figuring out where you can improve. But I'll also say that we had ideas that we had to improve ourselves, right? And the first generation of Daisy took 12 minutes to take apart one iPhone. Daisy today can do 200 units per hour. So along the way, we had to improve a lot of our own designs, right? So every time we hit something that looked like a failure, kind of pushing through and using that innovation to say, what else can we do here? What can we learn from this failure was really, really important. And we're still doing that. You know, our work still continues. We still have some of the greatest opportunities for recycling yet to come. So I think, you know, we're going to always be improving, always trying to push forward, always creating new pathways, and staying focused on where we can make things better.
Do you think it might be possible that I could get a virtual tour or some sort of tour to check Daisy out? Because I'm super curious to see this in action.
Yeah, let's go meet Daisy. I'm going to find Patrick and he can take us there.
Also, can we stop at the snack room? Because I know you guys have a cool snack room.
I love snacks.
That sounds like a yes. Okay, let's go.
Hey, Ryan. So I heard you made quite the entrance into Sarah's office. We're definitely glad to hear that you're so excited about recycling. You've definitely come to the right place. Let's go check in on how she's doing.
Ooh, so this is Daisy.
Daisy is Apple's iPhone recycling robot, and she can disassemble 23 models of iPhone in one robotic system. She does this by using advanced machine learning, vision systems, and robotics to identify what iPhone she's trying to recycle and make sure she does it the best way possible. Daisy is about 30 feet long and is made up of 5 different robots. The first robot takes all the phones in and starts identifying which model it's working with, and then opens them up to remove the display from the rest of the iPhone. At that point, Daisy takes the iPhone and starts removing the battery. And the way that she does this is really cool. What she actually does is blows really, really cold air, about minus 80 degrees Celsius, right onto the battery. And that makes it so that it's no longer attached to the rest of the iPhone and can quickly fall out so that it can be sent to a battery recycler. After she has removed the battery, she then moves on to removing all of the screws that hold in the components of the iPhone. Things like the speaker module, the main logic board, and the haptic module, which is the one that makes it so that the phone vibrates when something happens. Daisy removes all of these screws by punching them out. So it's like a paper punch, a hole punch, that is just a big industrial version and can just push all of those screws out the back of the phone. Those screws have been removed. The last step for Daisy is to remove all of those components and separate them into different bins so they can be sent to the best recycler to maximize the amount of material at the highest quality that she can recycle. Daisy does all of this really, really quickly as well, processing about 200 iPhones every hour. And all of this recycling that Daisy does has a huge impact. For every metric ton of main logic boards, cameras, and flexes recycled by Daisy, it avoids mining over 2,000 metric tons of rock. That's the weight of about 50 humpback whales, so it has a huge impact and really helps our planet. And that's why it's so important for all of us to make sure that when we have old electronics, we're getting them to somebody who might be able to use them to extend their useful life, or if they're no longer usable, we make sure that they get recycled at the highest quality with things like DAISY.
Okay, this is super impressive and has given me a lot of ideas for my Ricycle robot, though I'm pretty sure mine is superior technology, but you know, no one's judging. Bye, Patrick. Thank you for the tour and keep up the good work, DAISY.
Bye, Ryan. Thanks so much for stopping in to visit us. And check it out, DAISY's waving goodbye too.
Thank you so much for your time, Sarah. We really appreciate your knowledge, your time, and for literally letting me crash into your office.
Thank you.
That's so cool that Ryan got to meet DAISY. I'm so excited to see what else Apple's innovation team comes up with. I must say, hearing about DAISY definitely inspired me. Father's Day was on June 18th, and we asked you to tell us the most fun thing you and your dad do together. For example, my dad and I go bowling. So let's go to the Tenors and see what they had to say.
My name is Maddie and my dad's name is James. My favorite thing to do with him is play board games in the basement. I love you, Dad.
Hi, I'm Owen, Tracy's son, and I would like to wish my dad, Jonathan, a happy Father's Day. One thing I like to do with my dad is going skiing with me, him, and my sister at Lake Tahoe. Happy Father's Day, Dad!
Hi, my name is Jackson. I am 9 years old, and my dad is awesome for taking me to Yankee games. We have lots of fun.
My name is Nicholas. I'm 11 years old, and my dad is awesome because he taught me how to play baseball, and he coaches both of my baseball teams.
Hello, my name is Bennett, and my dad's name is Carl. He is amazing in every way. My favorite thing to do with him is mountain biking. Love you, Dad.
Hi, my name is Evan. My dad's name is Carl. My favorite thing to do with my dad is bike ride because he's really good at it. I love you, Dad.
Hi, my name is Henry and my dad's name is James. What I like to do with my dad is go in the gym. I love you, Daddy.
Thank you so much, Tenors. We hope all the dads out there had a tremendous Father's Day.
I love you, Daddy.
Want to know some cool facts about the number 100? There are 100 yards in an American football field.
Hut, hut, hi!
There are 100 sweat glands in 1 square inch of skin. And the 10 News is looking for 100 donors to help keep our show going.
Nice.
If you love the 10 News and want more of it, we need your help so we can keep making new episodes. You see, the show is free to our listeners, but it takes money to make all this sweet, sweet podcast magic. So we're asking for your help. We've set a goal of getting 100 donors to help fund the 4th season of the 10 News. There's a link in our show notes to the fundraising page where your grown-ups can make a donation. Tell them it's tax deductible. Grown-ups like that. And if they're not able to donate, just spreading the word about the 10 News is a huge help.
Thanks for listening and being awesome. We love bringing you the news and hope to keep doing it this fall.
Welcome to the Trivia Room.
Whoa! We got in!
Hey Tessa, I'm Asher.
And I'm Dylan. Since Ryan crashed our mom's office today, we thought we'd politely crash yours.
And we love trivia.
Well, hello, Dylan and Asher. I'm so glad you did. You'll notice that the trivia throne is big enough for the both of you. So hop on up for today's trivia question. You ready?
Of course we are. Let's go.
What is going on here?
Trivia on the 10.
Recycling electronics is so important. Only about 12.5% of e-waste is recycled here in the U.S. Many people throw away their old phones when they get a new one. But did you know there are precious metals inside every phone? Small amounts of gold and silver are used to build phones. But do you know how many dollars worth of gold and silver is thrown away just from phones in the United States? Is it A, $10 million, B, $30 million, or C, $60 million? Tenors, did you guess it? Dylan, Asher, what's your answer?
I think it's 30 million. I think it's 60 million. No, what if it's 10 million? I think it's 60 million. Oh yeah, maybe it is 60 million.
The answer is C. $60 million worth of gold and silver is thrown away by people in the US just from cell phones alone.
Holy moly!
Now, don't try to extract the gold or silver out of your phone or your grown-up's phone, but do remember to recycle your electronics. I'm so glad you stopped by, Asher and Dylan. I hope you have a great summer.
Have a great summer, everyone!
And thanks to all the tenors, correspondents, guests, and critters who sat on the Trivia Throne this season. Thank you so much for playing, and see you soon!
Excuse me, 10 News Team, what are you all doing to Cap's minivan?
We're upcycling to make it the 10 Newsmobile. We turned the color powder from our holy episode into paint and decorated with it.
I took the Lego bricks from Mr. Jalen's episode and made mini tables for each of the seats inside so we can eat the British biscuits from our Coronation Day episode.
And I installed the VR machine from the King Tut episode in the back seat so you can sit back there and not bother any of us.
Okay, this is brilliant. But is Cap going to be okay with this?
Actually, it was Pam's idea. I thought it'd be the perfect vehicle for our 10 News road trips this summer.
This summer's going to be epic. Oh, I still have my homemade alien repellent. I'll spray it on to protect us.
Oh my goodness. It smells so bad. I think we're good on the alien repellent, Rye.
All right, well, I guess I'm driving.
Absolutely not. Maybe no. Someone else?
I don't think that's a good idea.
How about you and Pam do an outro and I'll warm the car up?
I just want to take a second to thank all of our tenors out there and their grown-ups for tuning in this season. It's been amazing to be able to bring you important stories like what's going on in Ukraine, the royal coronation, and the occasional poop story. But it's all a lot of fun and we love to know that you're learning. Have a great summer.
Well, I just wanted to thank you all for listening to the third season of the 10 News. It's been really fun helping you stay cool, kind, and informed, and we'll have some special episodes this summer just for you. So make sure to check back each week. Also, if you want to leave us a voice note and tell us anything, call us at 877-TEN-NEWS.
Hey, don't we have to give 10 News snaps to one of our listeners?
Ah, you're right. But before we do, here's a quick note for the grown-ups.
Time for a special edition of 10 News Snaps.
Tenor Ryan called in with an Easter egg.
Hi, my name is Ryan. I'm 10. And the Easter egg, Super Mario Easter egg that I saw is that Pauline in Super Mario Odyssey is also the mayor of Neon City, and she is also the news reporter of the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
And 11-year-old Eli from Oakland, California emailed us to say, "Hi, I really like this podcast and try to listen to it whenever I can before bed."
Thank you, Eli. And thank you, Ryan, whose name I like quite a bit. And thanks for listening to the 10 News. The 10 News will be on summer break, but you can still catch special episodes every Wednesday. And if you want some bonus content, you can join the Tenors Club on our website or on Apple Podcasts.
The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcasts.
The 10 News creative team is thinking about recycling projects for the summer and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Logan DeYoung, and Tessa Flannery. Big thanks to Sarah Chandler, Patrick, and Daisy from Apple for joining us today. And a big thanks to our tenors, Dylan and Asher.
Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan.
I'm Ryan Willard.
And I'm Pamela Kirkland. Thanks for listening to the 10 News.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary?
If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked, on each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts.